إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، نرحب بكم جميعا. أولكم أول فيو موضوع الليلة عن الحسنة والسيئة لفضيلة الشيخ الوالد الدكتور صالح الفوزان حفظه الله تعالى. I choose to remind you as a reminder for you and for myself, of course. First, this very important topic, the good deed and the evil deed. The good deed and the evil deed. Al-Hasana wa Sayyi'ah. Of our noble Shaykh Al-Allama, Al-Doktor Salih Al-Fawzan, حفظه الله تعالى. يقول الشيخ حفظه الله: اتقوا الله تعالى وأكثروا من الحسنات فإنها طريق النجاة. الحمد لله. الشيخ says: have taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and do a lot of good. Perform a lot of good deeds. Perform a lot, a whole lot of good deeds, because this is the way of najat, of safety. This is how you're going to be safe. وَتُوبُ مِنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ قَبْلَ الْمَمَاتِ فَإِنَّهَا طَرِيقُ الْمُهْلِكَاتِ. Likewise, the Shaykh is giving us a very important advice, a sincere advice, and repent from evil deeds before death come upon you, because evil deeds lead to destruction. So in this introduction, this noble Shaykh Hafidhahullah, he's given us this golden advice. He said, أكثروا من الحسنات. Increase from good deeds. Compete one another for good deeds. Try to always do more good deeds. Because this is the way to success and the way to safety and protection. And in the same time, while you're increasing from good deeds, repent from evil deeds. Look, the Shaykh didn't say stay away from evil deeds. He could have said stay away from evil deeds. But we, human beings, we fall into evil. Naam, the Shaykh didn't say and stay completely from evil deeds. We know that Allah commands us to stay away from sayyi'at, wajtanibu sayyi'at. The Prophet ﷺ commands us to stay away from sayyi'at, from sins and from evil. But look at the hikmah of the Shaykh. He says, and repent from evil deeds. Because we have shortcomings. Every one of us has his own shortcomings. We fall short. We wrong ourselves. We're negligent. We don't fulfill the commands of Allah as we're supposed to fulfill them. And we be in places we don't supposed to be. We look at things we don't supposed to look at. We listen to things we don't supposed to listen to. We make statements that are not pleasing to Allah. And the like. So he said, repent from evil deeds as well before death come upon you. Because evil deeds lead to the path of ruin and destruction. يقول الله تعالى في سورة النمل: من جاء بالحسنة فله خير منها وهم من فزع يومئذ آمنون وهم من فزع يومئذ آمنون ومن جاء بالسيئة فكبت وجوههم في النار هل تجزون إلا ما كنتم تعملون. The ayat 89 and 90 of سورة النمل. Whoever brings a good deed will have better than its worth. and they will be saved from the terror on that day, the day of judgment. And whoever brings an evil deed, the good deed that is mentioned in this ayah, the ulama of tafsir, this is his tawheed. His tawheed, belief in the oneness of Allah, along with every deed of righteousness. But first the tawheed. First the tawheed, that's the good deed that will save the person. Tawheed. You will die on tawheed, that's what you will bring with you. You will bring with you the deeds that you have acted upon in this life. So that's that good deed. It is mentioned here in this ayah, as the ulama of tafsir, they mention, first is the belief in the oneness of Allah, along with performing righteous deeds. And whoever brings an evil deed, i.e. shirk, polytheism, disbelief in the oneness of Allah, and every sinful deed, they will be cast down, prone on their faces, in the fire. And it will be said to them, are you being recompensed anything except what you used to do? The reward they have is according to their action. Yaqulu Fadilat al-Shaykh al-Walid, Shaykh al-Fawzan, حفظه الله ففي هذه الآية الكريمة حث على فعل الحسنات وأن الله سبحانه وتعالى قد وعد فاعلها بوعدين كريمين. Our noble Shaykh الدكتور صالح الفوزان حفظه الله تعالى says in this noble ayah or two ayahs, this ayat in Surah Al-Naml, this ayat incite us to be more diligent and serious on doing good deeds. Since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised the good doors, those who perform good deeds of righteousness, Allah promised them with two things. Two noble promises from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-awwal an yajziyahu khayra. وذلك بمضاعفتها إلى عشر حسنات وإلى أضعاف كثيرة. The first promise from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward the one who do a good deed. Allah will multiply it for him on Yawm al-Qiyamah to many times. A person performs one good deed, but is multiplied by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is a promise from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Allah says in Surah Al-An'am, verse 160, مَنْ جَاءَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ فَلَهُ عَشْرُ أَمْثَالِهَا. Whoever brings a good deed shall have 10 times the like thereof to his credit. Na'am. Whoever brings one good deed shall have from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 10 times the like thereof to his credit or to her credit. فَهَذَا الْوَعْدُ الْأَوَّلِ. This is the first promise from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَاللَّهُ لَا يُخْلِفُ وَعْدَهُ أَبَدًا. Allah never break his promise subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالْوَعْدُ الثَّانِي. The second promise that Allah have for those who do righteous deeds and perform good deeds. أَنَّ اللَّهَ يُؤَمِّنُهُ مِنَ الْفَزَعِ الْأَكْبَرِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ كَمَا قَالَ تَعَالَى فِي سُورَةِ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ لَا يَحْزُنُهُمُ الْفَزَعُ الْأَكْبَرِ. That the person who does good deeds, beside the first promise, that those deeds will be multiplied, then the second promise by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayat in Surah Al-Naml, that person who do good and is obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and do righteous deeds, will be saved from the greatest terror on the day of resurrection. People will be terrified in Yawm al-Qiyamah. Such a person not will be saved from that. جَعَلَنِ اللَّهُ وَإِيَّكُمْ مِنْهُمْ. May Allah make me and you from the Mameen. And the Shaykh mentioned the ayah 103 in Surah Al-Anbiya. The greatest terror on the day of resurrection will not grieve them. And the angels will meet them with the greeting, this is your day which you were promised. Allahu Akbar. They will be saved from the terror of that day, and the angels will come to them and give them the good news, will greet them by saying to them,
This is your day.
Of course, day of joy, day of bliss, day of happiness, the day that Allah has prepared for them, an entertainment from Him subhanahu wa ta'ala to dwell in it forever. This is the day which you were promised. قال الشيخ صالح حفظه الله وفي هذا أكبر حافز على فعل الحسنات والإكثار منها. Just from this alone, this promise alone, it should serve as a great motive for us to perform more good deeds and to be diligent in performing good deeds of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وفي الآية الكريمة أيضا التحذير من السيئات. Likewise in the same ayah, a warning from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala against evil deeds. Allah warning us from evil deeds. وَأَنَّ مَنْ جَاءَ بِالسَّيِّئَةِ كُبَّ وَجْهُهُ فِي النَّارِ. And that whoever brings an evil deed, and especially the evil deed of shirk, that evil deed of shirk associated in problems with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and died upon it, and met Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon it, that person will be cast in the hell fire, cast down and prone on their face in the fire of hell. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. وَهَذَا وَعْدٌ شَدِيدٌ وَبَيَانٌ أَنَّ السَّيِّئَاتِ طَرِيقٌ إِلَى النَّارِ. And this is a severe threat that is comprised in this ayah. And it shows clearly that evil deeds, they lead to the hellfire, وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. Likewise, the good deeds lead to safety, to joy, to happiness, and to safety from terror and the like. Then evil deeds and disobedience and sins, they lead to the hellfire. وَذَلِكَ مِمَّا يُوجِبُ الْحَذَرَ مِنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ وَالْبْتِعَادَ عَنْهَا. Since this is the case, so we should understand and come to this conclusion that it is obligatory upon us to be aware of sins. Now, this is a conclusion. Every person who's sound in his mind and cares about his skin and wants to be admitted in the Jannah and escape the hellfire, this person comes to this conclusion that it is obligatory upon us to be aware of sins and evil deeds, and that we should flee away from them. We run away from them. قال فضيلة الشيخ حفظه الله ومن وقع في شيء منها أي السيئات فإنه يجب عليه المبادرة بالتوبة منها. But keep in mind, we're human and we live in this dunya, and we have our shortcomings and our deficiencies and our weaknesses. That's why the Shaykh says, after mentioning the danger of sins and that they lead to the hellfire, وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ, and that it is obligatory upon us to be aware of them and stay away from them, with that, there is a reality that comes with it. What is that reality? Some of us, if it's not many of us, still fall into sins and wrong ourselves. That's why the Shaykh, he says, he giving us the cure. What is the way out? He says, so whoever fall into any of these sins, when you disobey your Lord, and when you commit an evil act, it is obligatory upon you to hasten unto repenting from it. Don't make other plans. Once you commit a sin, you disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know that you just have performed an act of evil, repent from it. Say that sin, this is not me, this is not pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this sin put me on a path that leads to destruction and ruin. Nobody wants to be destroyed and be ruined. As a human, we always look for the safe path. If there is a path that have trouble and problems, we don't want to be on it. We want to find another route. So when one of us, and we do wrong ourselves, Every one of us know himself and what we do and what we don't do and what we say. So whenever we commit sin, we wrong ourselves, let us hasten unto repenting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from it. قال والناس في هذا على ثلاثة أقسام. And as related to this topic we're talking about, people are divided into three categories. People are divided into three categories. أصحاب حسنات فقط وليس لهم سيئات وهؤلاء في الجنة. The first category is the people who have only good deeds and they don't have no bad deeds, and these people will be in the Jannah. جعلني الله وإياكم منهم. May Allah make me and you from them. Ameen. The first category are those people who have only good deeds. أصحاب حسنات فقط وليس لهم سيئات. And they don't have سيئات, evil deeds. وهؤلاء في الجنة, these people will be in the Jannah. ثانيا, the second category, أصحاب سيئات فقط وليس لهم حسنات وهؤلاء في النار. نعوذ بالله من النار. People who have nothing but evil deeds, they have no good deeds, and these are the people of the fire. May Allah save us all from the fire. والقسم الثالث, the third category, أصحاب سيئات وحسنات. أصحاب سيئات وحسنات. There are people that they have performed evil deeds and good deeds. They mix. They mix good deeds with evil deeds. They performed good deeds, but also these people, they fall into evil ones. They perform evil deeds. وَهَؤُلَاءِ قِسْمَانِ. And this third category are two groups themselves. They are two groups. They branch into two groups. أَوَّلًا مَنْ رَجَحَتْ حَسَنَاتُهُ فَهَذَا مِنْ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ. والثاني من رجحت سيئاته فهو من أهل النار. The first group of this three, the third category, those who mix good and evil deeds, they have performed good deeds, but also they have performed evil deeds. The first group, those whose good deeds overweight the evil deeds, they will be from the Jannah. They have more, alhamdulillah, good deeds and evil deeds, they are from the people of Jannah. The second group, they are those who have more evil deeds than good deeds. They have good deeds, but they were not enough compared to the multitude of evil that they have performed. As Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah ta'ala once mentioned, he says, and how could a person really come on Yawm al-Qiyamah and have more evil deeds than good deeds? While Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-Kareem al-Rahman al-Rahim, He reward at least 10 times for one good deed. That's the least. And to 700 to more to whom He will, while the evil deed is counted only one, and if you repent from it, is erased. The Shaykh, he says, a person for real, to come on Yawm al-Qiyamah and have more evil deeds, he's like, meaning when he commit one good deed, he has to commit 11 bad deeds. That's if he get only 10. But if that person gets 700, then he has to commit like more than 700 evil deeds for him to come with no good deeds. And that shows that certain people really wrong themselves. May Allah protect us. Ameen. As regard to these last two groups, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Mu'minun, verse 102 and 103, فَمَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ وَمَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ فِي جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدُونَ تَلْفَحُ وُجُوهَهُمُ النَّارُ وَهُمْ فِيهَا كَالِحُونَ. Then, when the trumpet is blown, فَإِذَا نُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ فَلَا أَنْسَابَ بَيْنَهُمْ. When the trumpet is blown, there will be no kinship among them that day, nor will they ask of one another. ولا يتساءلون. Anyone ask one another. Then those whose scales of good deeds are heavy, these they are the successful. May Allah make us anew from the memory. Those, because you know on Yawm al-Qiyamah that these will be weighed. The good deeds and the evil deeds, they will be weighed. Those whose scale of good deeds are heavy, they are the successful. These are the ones who will be successful in Yawm al-Qiyamah. And those whose scales of good deeds are light, they are those who lose their own selves. In hell will they abide. The fire will burn their faces, and therein they will grin with displaced lips. Subhanallah. So Allah salam wa afiyah. You can even take a hot shower. Be playing with the knobs. Now being in a hellfire, living it. Allah salam wa afiyah. قال الشيخ صالح حفظه الله والحسنات أقسام والسيئات أقسام. Now we're talking about this very important matter of good deeds and evil deeds. He says good deeds are many categories, many types. There is many types of good deeds and there is types of evil deeds. فأعظم أقسام الحسنات حسنة التوحيد. Then the Shaykh says, the greatest of all good deeds is that good deed called Tawheed. That's the greatest. That's why this is the greatest command in the Quran. In Islam, you find Shaykh al-Islam Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab rahimahu ta'ala in his book, Thalathat Usul, he mentioned, وَأَعْظَمُ مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِهِ التَّوْحِيدِ. The greatest of all of the commands of Allah is Tawheed, Islamic monotheism, to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone without associating with Him anyone or anything in worship. فَأَعْظَمُ أَقْسَامِ الْحَسَنَاتِ حَسَنَةِ التَّوْحِيدِ. The greatest of all good deeds, all types of good deeds, is this one, Tawheed, Islamic monotheism. وَقَدْ قَالَ بَعْضُ الْمُفَسِّرِينَ إِنَّهَا الْمَعْنِيَّ بِهَذِهِ الْآيَةِ من جاء بالحسنة فله خير منها. He said some of the mufassirin, the ulama of tafsir, they said actually this is what is intended in Surah Al-An'am, in the ayah 160 in Surah Al-An'am, whoever brings a good deed shall have 10 times the like thereof to his credit or to her credit. That's what he means with the good deed is tawheed. Whoever brings tawheed. قال قتادة, one of the great scholars of Islam, من جاء بالإخلاص, whoever met Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon sincerity, while he worshipped Allah with sincerity, with إخلاص. وقال زين العابدين, من جاء بلا إله إلا الله, whoever brings لا إله إلا الله, is the person who lived his life upon Tawheed. All of them, إخلاص, لا إله إلا الله, Tawheed. وفي الصحيحين من حديث عتبان, أي في صحيح البخاري وصحيح مسلم, من حديث عتبان رضي الله عنه, فإن الله حرم على النار من قال لا إله إلا الله يبتغي بذلك وجه الله. In this hadith that is in صحيح البخاري and صحيح مسلم on the authority of عتبان, that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says, indeed, surely Allah has made the hellfire forbidden or prohibited upon anyone who says La ilaha illallah, seek in the face of Allah. By that, meaning sincerely, a person make that statement of Tawheed, Kalimatul Tawheed, sincerely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وعن معاذ بن جبل رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من لقي الله لا يشرك به شيئا دخل الجنة. Also on the authority of Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiyallahu anhu, who said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever met Allah while not associating with him anything in worship, will enter al-Jannah. Whoever met Allah free of shirk, not associating with Allah anything in worship, that person will enter al-Jannah. قال الشيخ صالح حفظه الله وهذه الحسنة أي التوحيد الخالص قد يكفر الله بها جميع السيئات. He said, and this good deed we're talking about here, meaning the pure monotheism, the pure tawheed, tawheed that is free from anything else, pure and sincere tawheed, that is pure tawheed, will expiate Allah. Through this will expiate all the rest of the sins. If a person meets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon tawheed, this will expiate all of the rest of the evil deeds. روى الترمذي رحمه الله عن أنس رضي الله عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول قال الله تعالى يا ابن آدم لو أتيتني بقراب الأرض خطايا ثم لقيتني لا تشرك بي شيئا لأتيتك بقرابها مغفرة. Anas radiallahu anhu said, I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, O son of Adam, this is a hadith Qudsi, is the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O son of Adam, if you would bring sins in Yawm al-Qiyam, if you would bring sins equal in volume to the earth, meaning a lot of sins, if you would bring sins equal in volume to the earth, and then you meet me, meaning the day of judgment, without shirk, without associating partners with me in worship, I shall give you in return forgiveness equal to the volume of the earth. Allahu Akbar. O son of Adam, if you would bring sins equal in volume to the earth, and then you meet me, meaning on the day of judgment, you came on the day of judgment, without shirk, I shall give you in return forgiveness equal to the volume of the earth. For this you find that the ulama of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, they focus on tawheed and shirk. This is the greatest thing. If a person die upon tawheed and free from shirk, even though they committed sin here and there, Allah is able to forgive them that. إِلَّا اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ وَنْ يُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. As Allah tells us in Surah Al-Nisa, Allah does not forgive shirk, but He forgives anything else other than shirk to whom He will. Person dying upon tawheed will enter al-Jannah. The ulama, they said, even if that person may have to go to the hellfire for a while because of the sins, but eventually a person who dies upon tawheed will end in the Jannah. Likewise, if a person dies upon shirk, it doesn't matter how much he prayed, fasted, make hajj 65 times, give a lot of money, but he died upon shirk. Because whoever makes shirk, ash-shirk yuhbitul amal. As Allah tells the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, لَإِنْ أَشْرَكْتَ لَيَحْبَطَنَّ عَمَلُكَ وَلَتَكُونَنَّ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. If you were to commit shirk, all your deeds will be void, and on the day of judgment, surely you will be amongst the losers. قال الإمام ابن القيم رحمه الله في معنى هذا الحديث. ابن القيم رحمه الله, he brought a meaning to this hadith. This hadith Qudsi. قال رحمه الله ويعفى لأهل التوحيد المحض أي الخالص الذي لم يشوبه الشرك ما لا يعفى لمن ليس كذلك. He says, we understand this hadith that as for the people of Tawheed, those who die upon pure Tawheed, that Tawheed didn't mix it with shirk. We see people, they say La ilaha illallah and call other than Allah. People say La ilaha illallah and they slaughter for the jinn.
They say La ilaha illallah and believe in the sun, by the earth, know the unseen. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. Now, Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah, he says, those muwahidun, the people who have pure tawheed, they didn't mix it with shirk, them they will be forgiven that which other than them will not be forgiven. Those who meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with pure tawheed, they will be forgiven. That which Allah does not forgive for other than them. And that's another way which should be more important and focus on tawheed. That's why you find the anbiya. The anbiya, they focus on tawheed. The mursaleen, the rusul, alayhi salatu wa salam. You find the ulama of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah constantly talking about tawheed and warning against shirk. And you find some others who do not understand this reality. They're like, listen man, tawheed, we can finish it in 2 weeks. And let's talk about politics now. Politics is going to save you from the hellfire. Yes, you want to learn about politics, that's not a problem. But not at the instance of tawheed. Should not keep you away from tawheed. If somebody wants to learn about politics, that's his problem, that's his issue. But he has to make sure he knows tawheed first. Like tawheed first. قال ابن القيم رحمه الله فلو لقي الموحد الذي لم يشرك بالله شيئا البتة ربه بقراب الأرض خطايا أتاه الله بقرابها مغفرة. ابن القيم رحمه تعالى says, when this موحد, this person who died upon توحيد, pure توحيد, this person never committed shirk. He didn't commit a shirk. Didn't meet Allah with shirk. This person, even though he may bring sins in a volume of the earth, Allah will forgive him, bring forgiveness in volume of the earth as well. وَلَا يَحْصُلُ هَذَا لِمَنْ نَقَسَ تَوْحِيدُهُ. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahu ta'ala says, this great thing here is not happening for somebody whose tawheed is deficient. Alhamdulillah. He said, these good things here, this great news, subhanAllah, a person come on Yawm al-Qiyamah with many sins. Not just a bucket, two buckets, a mountain or two. Man, we're talking about, subhanAllah, we're not talking about truckload or two. If you have a truckload or two, that's still a lot. We want to meet Allah with no sins, inshaAllah ta'ala. But now this is a person meeting Allah with what? A huge volume of sins. Equals the earth. Look how enormous and big the earth. But since that person died upon Tawheed al-Khalis, pure Tawheed, that is free from shirk, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him forgiveness. In the same volume, forgiveness. Allahu Akbar. And this is only for the pure muwahidun, those who have a pure tawheed. And we need to know what it is. We need to ask the ulama this question. Ya Shaykh, alhamdulillah, Allah guide me to the tawheed. I'm upon tawheed. But hey, Shaykh, how can I know that my tawheed is pure? Because I want to be from these people. فإن التوحيد الخالص الذي لا يشوبه شرك لا يبقى معه ذنب. Ibn al-Qayyim رحمه الله تعالى, he says that because the pure tawheed that is not mixed with shirk, no sin stands against it, nothing. Everything is gone. No sin stands against the pure tawheed. لماذا؟ قال لأن التوحيد الخالص يتضمن محبة الله وإجلاله وتعظيمه وخوفه ورجائه ما يوجب غسل الذنوب ولو كانت قراب الأرض. فالنجاسة عارضة والدافع لها قوي. انتهى كلامه رحمه الله. He explained, Ibn al-Qayyim explained why he's saying this. He says because that pure tawheed comprised love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. See, the one who understands tawheed correctly and his tawheed is pure, sincerely for Allah, that person doesn't just worship Allah, doesn't pray because, oh man, I gotta pray again. He don't just get up to pray because he was reminded, go to pray. No, that person don't just
fast because, Ramadan again. It's only 1 month. What you gonna do? I gotta fast, man. You know. That person, he don't just give sadaqah like, you know, that's my father, man. What I'm gonna do? I don't want to give him nothing, but hey, I don't want people to say things about me. No. The one who has pure tawheed, he does these things out of love. He loves to pray. He loves to come early. He loves to get up while other people are asleep. He loves to fast in a hot day while people are running to get those fresh, cool drinks. Now he will fast for Allah out of love and out of veneration and respect and fear of the punishments, fear of that path of destruction mentioned in the ayat, and a hope too. What keep this person doing this for Allah? Hoping for the great reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised. The good doors, may Allah make me and you from the Ameen. Because of this, this pure tawheed wipe out and wash off all of the sins. Doesn't matter, even though those sins, they are in the volume of earth. فَالنَّجَاسَ عَارِدَ وَالدَّافِعُ لَهَا قَوِيٌّ. It is like when sometimes you have a filth, an impurity, somebody urinates in the road, but then a flood came. That urine is going to stay in there? It's going to stay in there? Man, a flood, a river came and take it away and wash it off. So likewise, the pure tawheed. You commit sins other than shirk, but you bring the pure tawheed, that wipe out all sins. قال الشيخ صالح الفوزان حفظه الله تعالى والقسم الثاني من الحسنات بعد حسنة التوحيد الحسنات المفروضة. The second type of good deed after that, the main good deed, which is tawheed, is those acts of worship that are we commanded to perform, that which made obligatory upon us to perform, such as as-salawat al-khams, the five obligatory prayers, was zakat, was sawm Ramadan, first in the month of Ramadan, wa hajj baytillah al-haram liman istata'a li dhalika sabila, and making the hajj for those who have the ability to do so. These are an example of this second category of good deeds. What is the first category of good deed? What is the best good deed? What is it? Naam? At-tawheed. That is the best good deed. What is it, Abdullah, the best good deed? At-tawheed. Idris, what is the best good deed? At-tawheed. Ahsan, barakallahu feek. Harun, what is the best good deed? At-tawheed. Naam. أنتم ما زلتم تكتبون, you still writing notes. What is the best good deed? التوحيد. أحسنتم. محمود, what is the best good deed? التوحيد. We're human, we're always like the best, right or wrong? We're always, our nafs inclined towards the best houses, the best cars, the best food, the best of everything. Man, let us do it in here, man. This is what's going to get us to the Jannah. Let us focus on the best good deed. Once again, what it is, it is the best good deed? Islam, what? Islam. Abdullah, the best good deed? At-tawheed. Naam Idris? Ahsan. At-tawheed. Barakallah. And what is the second? The second, in second, is from the good deeds? الحسنات المفروضة, those good deeds that are obligatory upon us, we have to perform them, such as we mentioned an example. We mentioned what? صلوات الخمس. You gotta say the five obligatory prayers. And what else? Zakat. What else? Fasting in Ramadan, not Mondays and Thursdays, because Mondays and Thursdays is not obligatory unless it is in the month of Ramadan. And the Hajj for those who have the ability to do so. Waqt al adhan or not? Huh?
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة
الشيخ صالح حفظه الله تعالى وسائر الحسنات الواجبة نعم these are the in this category that which Allah has made obligatory upon us mainly the five obligatory prayers the zakat the fasting of the month of Ramadan and the hajj and these are the rest of the pillars of Islam beside tawheed فالشهادتين the statement of tawheed and with that also all of the good deeds that are obligatory upon us such as what? Birr al-walidain Birr al-walidain to be dutiful to your parents is an option? It's an obligation to be kind to your parents is an obligation Silat al-arham to keep the ties of kinship with your family is an obligation Ikram al-dayfi wal-jar to be a good host to your guests and to be kind to your neighbor likewise ikhwan na'am good deeds ila ghayri dhalik min fi'li ma amara Allah bihi wa rasuluhu sallallahu alayhi wasallam this is only some examples from the many things that Allah has made obligatory upon us from the good things because Allah and his messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam they make obligatory upon that which is good for us that which brings us good in this life and in the hereafter. والقسم الثالث الحسنات المستحبة. The third category of good deeds is the good deed of is the those good deeds that are recommended, optional and recommended. They're not obligatory upon us.
Jazakallah khair.
Such as nawafil al-ibadat. These relate to the optional acts of worship. Every ibadah has acts of worship. The nawafil al-ibadat, the optional acts of worship. We have five obligatory prayers, but we have other optional prayers. We fast the month of Ramadan, but we have optional fast, Mondays, Thursdays, Ashura, the 3 days of a month, and this and that. Whose zakat is obligatory, but we have optional sadaqah. Hajj is obligatory once in a lifetime, but you can do optional hajj. You can make hajj every year if you want. Umrah, as the ulama, they mention is obligatory once in your lifetime, but after that you can make 10 umrahs or 20 a year if you want to. Hajj you can make it only once every year. That's there is a time. But umrah there is no time for it. You can make umrah anytime you want. Okay? وهذه تكمل بها الواجبات وترفع بها الدرجات. The supererogatory acts of worship, the optional ibadats, they are good deeds. Keep in mind, they are good deeds and we should be happy because it's good. Shouldn't be heavy for us. Ah, I gotta fast. Ah, I gotta give sadaqah. I gotta help my brother. Ah, I gotta call my mother. Ah, I gotta go visit my father. No, this is a good thing. If we look at it with this mentality, this is something good, then alhamdulillah, we're going to go and do it. Because we as a human being, we're always, anything that is good for us, anything good for me, I'm going to find some time to go and get a piece of it. Right or wrong? Why you go to work? He gets money. Money is good. Right or wrong? Alright, you get up in the morning early, you take the bus, two buses, and you, even if you get stuck, man, you call somebody, you don't just stay there and quit. Now you want to call 2 people, 10 people, man, make it there, it's good for you to be in the world, but because it's money. Money is good. You're invited in a walima, and especially you know that they serve in the food you like. Now it's good for you to be in the walima. You're going to go there. They're going to tell you, oh, we're going to go here. Say, no, I'm going to my brother, Mashallah. You may say, you know, I got to go to the brother, man. But you know where you're going. Because it's good for you. There is something good there in you. These are good things for us. These optional acts of fortune are good for us. The Shaykh Hafidhahu Ta'ala, after mentioning this, he says, once again he advises, says, Taqullah. وانظروا في أعمالكم وسددوا أقوالكم. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Check your deeds, your actions. Why? Because while you're checking your actions today, you can always see what's right from it and what's wrong. What's good and what's bad. What's pleasing to Allah and what's not. What's for you and what's against you. And you can always make changement in this life, but you cannot make no changement in the grave. When a death comes to you, you can't make no changements. Now you can make it now, you're still alive. You can say, SubhanAllah, the way I talked to my mother was not right. I'm not going to talk to her like that. But if you're dead, you're dead. That's it. You can't change anything. You came late, and as soon as you came up, the salat is over. And you're like, SubhanAllah, I came late, Jumu'ah is over. Ah. And you know why you came late, because you were talking to somebody, or you went somewhere else, you don't suppose. Now you're still alive, it's like, SubhanAllah, next Jumu'ah if I'm still alive, and that brother ain't gonna take me, ain't gonna do me like this. I'm gonna come early next Jumu'ah. See? Things like that. You abuse somebody verbally or by hand, you abuse his property, now you're still in this life, say, sorry, akhi, please forgive me. I was wrong. You were right earlier. 2 weeks ago, yes, you were right, I was wrong. Even though I make it seem like I'm the one who was right and you were wrong, okay, please forgive me, man, because I don't want to meet Allah with this, see? And certainly I don't want to see you in Yawm al-Qiyamah coming, you know, because you're not going to ask, you're not going to accept my apologies anyway. Why we have to do this? لَأَنَّ هَذِهِ الْأَعْمَالِ تُحْسَى وَتُكْتَبْ عِبَادَ اللَّهِ علينا ونحاسب بها ونجازى عليها. Why we have to be serious about this? Because these deeds that me and you we do, we're not dead people, man. We're alive. We go places. We talk. We do things. We say many statements. And all of these actions and statements are written for us or against us on Yawm al-Qiyamah. And we will see every and each deed, every one of them on Yawm al-Qiyamah, and we will be rewarded according to what we said and what we did in this life. So you're going to be taking account of your actions. Take account now to make it easy for you on Yawm al-Qiyamah. If you don't do it, you're going to make it difficult for you on Yawm al-Qiyamah. Allah tells us in the Quran, وَإِنَّ عَلَيْكُمْ لَحَافِظِينَ كِرَامًا كَاتِبِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ مَا تَفْعَلُونَ. But verily, over you are appointed angels in charge of mankind to watch you. Kiraman, honorable. Katibin, writing down your deeds. They know all that you do. Narrated Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam narrating about his Lord Azza wa Jal, who said, Allah ordered the angels appointed over you that the good and the bad deeds be written. This is the order from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he subhanahu wa ta'ala then showed the way how to write. If somebody intends to do a good deed and he does not do it, then Allah will write for him a full good deed in his account with him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah. You intend to do good, but you didn't do it. You want to help somebody, but then something come up and you call the bar and say, I can't help you move, and you were sincere, still is written for you as a good deed. You want to help somebody, but somebody beat you to it, and then you can do it because of that good intention. It's still written for you with Allah that you did a good deed. And if the person intends to do a good deed and actually does it, then Allah will write it for him in his account with him, meaning with Allah, its reward equal from 10 to 700 times to many more times. Allah. So why we're afraid to do good deeds? When we hear announcements and all of a sudden many calculations. Man, you're going to be rewarded 700 times, 10, 700 more. We hear announcement, this orphans, widow, people, house, catch on fire. We're trying to buy some books for da'wah, other people benefit from, or stuff. And all of a sudden we be like, yeah, they're not talking to me. And that good deed actually is, subhanAllah, is multiplied 10 at least to 700 to more times. And if somebody intends to do a bad deed and he does not do it out of fear of Allah, not because a flat tire or somebody shows up, no, out of fear of Allah, that person, he really wants to do this bad thing. But then he said to himself, subhanAllah, what should I do? He said, A'udhu billah, astaghfirullah. It's not pleasing to my Allah, to my Lord. It's not going to help me on Yawm al-Qiyamah. No, this is not me. A'udhu billah, astaghfirullah. I'm not doing it. That person make U-turn. Not because he was caught up in the traffic and couldn't make it on time. Nah. It's different when somebody wants to buy liquor. And while he's going to the liquor store, and then he's like, A'udhu billah. How long I'm going to keep doing this, man? Enough is enough. Astaghfirullah. Astaghfirullah. To believe and make a U-turn, go home and drink some water. Is it the same like somebody who's going to get that liquor and then he got stuck in the traffic and then when he get there they closing it and he's like, Astaghfirullah. Astaghfirullah for what? For being late? Or for the traffic? Or for what? It's not the same. It's not the same. It is not the same. Allahu Akbar. See, when he didn't do it out of fear of Allah, knowing it is not pleasing to Allah, then Allah will write a four good deeds for that person, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. And if that person intends to do that bad deed and actually does it, then Allah will write it one bad deed in his account. And you can check Sahih al-Bukhari, volume 8, number 498, for this one, for this hadith. إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَتَبَ الْحَسَنَاتِ وَالسَّيِّئَاتِ ثُمَّ بَيَّنَ ذَلِكَ فَمَنْ هَمَّ بِحَسَنَةٍ فَلَمْ يَعْمَلْهَا كَتَبَهَا اللَّهُ عِنْدَهُ حَسَنَةً كَامِلَةً وَإِنْ هَمَّ بِهَا فَفَعَمِلَهَا كَتَبَهَا اللَّهُ عِنْدَهُ عَشْرَ حَسَنَاتٍ إِلَى 700 ضِعْفٍ إِلَى أَضْعَافٍ كَثِيرَةٍ وإن هم بسيئة فلم يعملها كتبها الله عنده حسنة كاملة وإن هم بها فعملها كتبها الله سيئة واحدة متفق عليه. We conclude with some of the statements of the ulama. عن القاسم قال سئل ابن عباس عن الرجل يجتهد في العمل ويصيب من الذنوب ورجل لا يجتهد ولا يذنب قال السلام أحب إلي. In the book of Zuhd of Abu Dawood رحمه الله, Al-Qasim, one of the ulama of the past, he says, Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma was asked this question, very important question. Ibn Abbas, one of the great companions, he was asked this question. What do you say, who's better? A man who does a lot of good deeds, but in the same time he fell into evil deeds and he sinned and wronged himself. But here, there is another man. He does what Allah commanded him to do. He's not that diligent like the other one in doing more good deeds, but he doesn't sin. Which one is better? Said the one who doesn't sin. He does what Allah tells him to do. Huh? He doesn't do a lot of good, but he stays away from the haram. He stays away from evil. He's better than the one who does a lot of good, but then he mixes him with other evil deeds. Abi Ayyub al-Ansari rahimahullah ta'ala says, إن الرجل لا يعمل الحسن فيتسكر عليها ويعمل بالمحقرات حتى يأتي الله وقد أخطرته وإن الرجل لا يعمل السيئة فيفرق منها حتى يأتي الله آمنا. So if you find a man
does a good deed, and he think that's it, man, he made it. Just because he make that good deed, now he's in the Jannah. And with that good deed, with the attitude of that person, now he's doing evil deeds. And he put himself in a great danger. It is not like a man, when he commit a sin, he knows that he did something wrong, and he asks Allah for forgiveness, and beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for pardon, until he meets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala safe from it. Amr ibn Maymun, rahimahullah ta'ala, says, ما كان أبي Amr, the son of Maymun ibn Mihran. Maymun ibn Mihran, one of the great scholars of Islam. قال ما كان أبي بكثير الصيام والصلاة ولكنه كان يكره أن يعصي الله. Maymun ibn Mihran is an example of taqwa, of good and righteousness. His son, he says, my father was not the type of a person who fasted a lot or prayed a lot of optional prayers. Why he Allah elevates him, this man, to this? He said he hates disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He hates disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Umar ibn Abdul Aziz rahimahullah ta'ala says, ليست التقوى قيام الليل وصيام النار والتخليط بين ذلك ولكن التقوى أداء ما افترض الله وترك ما حرم الله فإن كان مع ذلك عمل فهو خير إلى خير. He says the real meaning of taqwa is not when a person stand up on night prayer, fast the days, but then and then he mix up those good deeds with evil deeds. Or this person, he stand up night prayer, fast the days, Mondays and Thursdays, every other day, for example, but he commits sins too. Commit sins. He says, no, this is not the real meaning of taqwa. Rather, taqwa is acting upon the commands of Allah and leaving off what Allah has made forbidden. That's taqwa. And then, if this person do this, and he has some extra deeds, then he will be better, inshaAllah ta'ala. That's better for him. Ibn al-Mubarak, rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, قِلَ لِوُهَيْبْ ابْنِ الْوَرْدِ أَيَجِدُ حَلَاوَ الْعِبَادَةَ مَنْ يَعْسَ اللَّهِ قَالَ لَا وَلَا مَنْ هَمَّ بِالْمَعْصِيَةِ Abdullah ibn Mubarak, one of the great scholars of the past, he says, it was said to this great scholar also, Wuhayb ibn al-Ward, the one who disobey Allah and commit sins, does he feel the sweetness and taste the sweetness of ibadah when he performed it? He says, no way. No way. Even the one who think about the bad things, what about the one who performed it? مكحول الدمشقي رحمه الله قال أرق الناس قلوبا أقلهم ذنوبا. In this book الزهد of Imam Ahmed, this great scholar مكحول, he says, amongst the people who have the softest hearts, the softest hearts and the purest hearts, those who have less sins. Now, why? Because sins harden the hearts. The sins make the heart hard, والعياذ بالله. وعن يحيى بن أبي كثير قال كان يقال ما أكرم العباد أنفسهم بمثل طاعة الله ولا أهان العباد أنفسهم بمثل معصية الله. يحيى بن أبي كثير, he says, we used to hear them say in the ulama that came before them, they used to say a servant can never honor himself with anything more than obedience to Allah. You want to honor your soul through obedience to Allah, and no one disgrace himself with anything worse than disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Somebody thinks he's disgraced because he lost a job. No, sins. That's the great disgrace. الشافعي رحمه الله تعالى used to say, اجتناب المعاصي وترك ما لا يعنيك ينور القلب. الإمام الشافعي رحمه الله تعالى used to say, living off sins and staying away from matter that does not concern you bring light to your heart. And we know the difference, مفهوم المخالفة, those who commit sins and get involved with matter that doesn't concern them, what bring to their hearts? Darkness, والعياذ بالله. الفضيل بن عياد رحمه الله تعالى says, أصلح ما أكون أفقر ما أكون وإني لا أعصي الله فأعرف ذلك في خلق حماري وحارسي. الفضيل بن عياد, one of the great scholars of the past, he says,
He knows himself when he is the most righteous. When is the time when he is closer to Allah and obedient to Allah? He said, when he is poor. The poorest he is, he says, the closest to Allah he is, and he's doing more righteous deeds. And he says he really know when he committed sin. He knows when he committed sin. He says, how? What is an indication that he committed sin? He sees it in the bad behavior of his donkey and those and that boy who worked for him. His donkey start acting up. He's like, man, I must sin. Do we have the same attitude? You drive in your car, everything, and then start giving you a hard time? Do you blame it on the mechanic? Oh man, I gotta call him, I gotta go see him. Or do you say, wait a minute, subhanAllah, this guy was riding fine after Fajr. I must see something, I must look at something now, I must set something, I must done something that is not pleasing to Allah for this car to be acting up the way it is now. You married and your wife, mashallah, puts your bag of food for lunch, you know, and she gave you a hug and whatever else, mashallah, alhamdulillah, big smile. You came back after work and she's frowning in the face and she's throwing a fit. Why? Why? Check yourself. Don't blame her and stuff. What are you acting? Just say, sister, hold on, give me 5 minutes, please. Go sit somewhere and rewind the tape. You must see something. You must look at something you should look at. You must say something you have no business to say. You must touch something you have no business to touch. And then if you find those things, then you should. Then go to her and say, forgive me. Don't worry about it. I apologize. Well, after you're going to make a tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bishr ibn al-Harith, rahimahullah ta'ala, says, لا يجد العبد حلاوة العبادة حتى يجعل بينه وبين الشهوات حائطا من حديد وقال الدعاء كفارة الذنوب. Bishr ibn al-Harith, we conclude with this, ikhwan. Bishr ibn al-Harith, rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, a servant would not find and taste the sweetness of ibadah, cannot taste the sweetness of ibadah, until you make between you and between desires and sins a wall of steel. Subhanallah. Nothing penetrates from it. Now at that moment you stay away from sins, from desires, from lust, from disobeying Allah. Now you're going to taste the salat, the sweetness. You'll be standing in the salat, not like before. You're fasting in a hot day and you're enjoying it. You're enjoying it. You're giving that $1,000 for the sake of Allah and you're enjoying it. But you're giving $1,000 and people look at you, that's too much. I know what I'm doing. Allahu Akbar. Because you feel good in your heart. Why? Because you put that wall from steel as a protection. صلى الله عليه ولكم التوفيق والسداد وصلى الله وسلم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. We will continue part 2 tomorrow night, inshallah ta'ala. We still have part 2 of this topic, inshallah ta'ala.